Fluffy Murray. Last time he was cussing the Indian of Tilton and sad Tilton the Goofy. Came out La Loco. Have a passing like the Rosh. The Tilton and sad served over Isser is author, served over a heter is motor. Nichlan served over a heter is Kedaimon Sark McCoymoy. In other cases, Masha Enkin, Tiltul, Begufoy, the Rosh holds even the Sarakdova Isser is Mutter. We ended off that we're going to go discuss the chalukim between the cases of Tiltul Netzad or Tiltul Begufoy. What is the case of Tiltul Netzad? What is the case of Tiltul Begufoy? So in Simon Reisha involved, and Sif Gimel, the Ramon discussing a case, the Machaber, about a guy who's going to walk with you, and you can take with him a candle. So the words of the Ramah is, the reason why I can take with you to a martyr, to a seller, says Ramah, Lech imoy litol ner dolok, hoel vein oisirak tiltol aner ba'almo. Since he's only doing tiltol aner, he's only moving mukhsah, no problem. The words of the Ramah sound like, that even though mukhsah didn't rabbonon, but since there's a mir l'akim is rabbonon, we're not going to be machmer a mukhsah by a guy. You still will have the din mukhsah, but let's say you want to go with you to go to the seller to take out wine. He's going to come with you, he's going to take a candle, so it's metal to muksa, what's the big deal? There's no muksa by a guy, that's what it sounds like. The baya, first the Mogan Avram, and the Paiskim, is by us, the Minresh Ayin Tess, by Sif Dalad, come along the Paiskim, they say, Mechab Ramah, this whole entire Indian of a Tanai, the Ramah is being Machmer, says, a Tanai will help for Mil Akim to get a guy to metal to muksa. So you see, the Ramah is paskining, the only time you can get a guy to metal to muksa, Ayidai Tanai. Yet over here, by Reish Ayin Vav is saying, how do you have a Taltu Muxa? Why not? It's only Taltu Muxa. What's the big deal? What's the chalak between the two? The fact of Marav Rome, it sounds like Stirus Ramah. One time he's saying Taltu Muxa is no problem by Goy. One time he's saying, I'll date Nayo B'Semach upon a Goy. Stirus. And for the Marav Rome, and the way the Mishnah understands it, that there's a cloud. That anything his soul can do, Taltu Menatzad, he can do with his back of his hands, or Tshile Yodov, put the candle over here and hold it inside his elbow and take it with him. Anything that Yisrael can do, Tiltul Menatzad, the guy can come along and do it, Tiltul Baragel, Erega Tiltul. Therefore, since in the case of Ian Reish Ayin Vav, Yisrael can take the candle, holding it in the back of his hand, take the candle, hold it inside his elbow, and go from place to place, in the case Yisrael can move it, Tiltul Menatzad, Sir, go for him, a Kaimite, to use, for this Malkum, to use the candle, who then the guy can do a regular Tiltul. Mashenke in a case of Tiltul Begufay Mamish, that has a case, a heter mitzad cham letzel, but over here a goy will not have a heter to move a candle mecham letzel. So again, the shmur is very clear, it says, by since Yisrael has a heter tiltul mitzad, what the dover a heter? Therefore a goy has a heter to a rogel. Mashenke in Yisrael cannot do a tzarek dover iser, therefore a goy cannot be metatl as a regular way. Comes out from this Mishabura to answer up the theories of the two different simonim, really come out, the three chadushim of the Mishabura comes out. One is we're saying, Tiltul Menatzad, Tzarek Tov HaHeter is Mutter. Tzarek Tov HaHeter means Tzarek Mekoymoy. What about Tzarek Gufay? We discussed last time. Let's say you want to move a table to use the Ner. The Ner itself is Mukso, but the stamshus of the Ner, to use the light, that's Heter. Is that Nichol in Tzarek Tov HaHeter or Tzarek Tov HaIsser? The Mishabura over here is saying that moving a candle for Yisrael to go see where you want to go see it, but Tzila Yodov is Tiltul Menatzad, Tzarek Tov HaHeter. We have a Mefurash Mishnah that says the Tzarek Tov HaHeter, what the word Heter mean? Does that mean the Chayfet has to be Heter? The Shtamshus has to be Heter. That's Mefurash Mishnah Berurah. One Chiddush over here. A second Chiddush is, he's saying the idea of holding a candle on the back of his hand or but in between his elbows, and when he bends it, is called Tiltul Menatzad, not Tiltul Begufay. Second thing he says. Our third thing we see over here, Chiddush, that a guy has one Madrega less than Yisrael. That whatever Yisrael can do, Tiltul Menatzad, a guy can do even a regular Tiltul. So to go through the three chedushim that comes out from the Mishnah Berurah, the first one we really discussed way last time, the side over here that again, the quarter of the Mishnah Berurah comes out, that Tiltul Menatzad, Tzarek Tov HaHeter, means what the Heter, not the Chayfet is Heter, the Shtamshus is Heter. The Graz over here, yes, it's Kashi, he disagrees. He says, by the case of Kashi al Gabe Mito, according to the Rosh, the Rishonim, what are you doing? You're moving the Kashi to sleep on it. And yet the Rosh is calling it, the Shtamshus might be Heter, but the Tiltul is calling it Tiltul Tzadavar Isser. And therefore, the Graz argues on this Mishnah Berurah, and he says, therefore, cannot be the Tzad over here, Mitzad Tiltul Menatzad, because Tzarech Gufoy is Tzarech HaIsser. When we cannot see with it, Tzarech HaIsser. The Graz learns different Mishnah over here. Once I say, maybe Mishnah Mar Avram, he says, Atzili Yodav Achri Yodav is Tiltul Begufoy. I tell to Magufa, let's be make even my Chamel itself. Says the Cheshbon, the Sugya, that those who hold this case of Tiltu Begufay, they're the ones who do not hold to the Rosh of Tiltu Begufay to Hetel Sar Tov Eretzer. Makes a Cheshbon among the Rishonim, and therefore that's why he says the only time you have a Hetel here, a Tiltu Begufay, he calls it Begufay, a Tili Yodav, a Chur Yodav, is the only case of Sar Tov Eretzer, but not Mechamel itself. Well, but Maestro, we have Machlokes Meshvur versus Graz, Meshvur La Plus, and another way, that Sar Ishtamshus of an Isser, but Ishtamshus Hetel, Nichol Sar Tov Eretzer. Basis, again, we really should have to define what is tiltu menatzad, what is tiltu begufay. Certain cases are very clear. Moving with your shoulders, is that begufay or menatzad? So that's in kasha gabai mita, Rashi explains how you're moving it. Rashi says it with your shoulders. So you see that's the case of tiltu begufay, and therefore the tzarek tova is still be mutter. Moving it with your mouth or with your head. So the place can be down picking up something with your mouth. You have a telephone on your bed. Let's say chesaron kiss. You want to pick up with your mouth. Pick up with your mouth. The Gemara has a case on Kufnun Dalet where the Ramban says it, where you have an animal who has packages on it, and you want to get off the animal the packages. Says the Ramban, do it with your head. That's tiltu begufay. So you see, your head is also tiltu begufay. Kicking it with your feet. Maisit to Mishnah Brua, Chayodah Magraz, a guy might see the Orcha Shabbos is not too happy with it, he wants to be Machman his Orah to go against the Poiskim as a Pelo. Maisit, the Mishnah Brua, the Graz, the Chayodah are very clear, they say anytime you have mooks on the floor, you want to save Mecham Latzel, you have any tablecloth that's filled with sore and kiss, anything you want on the floor, any rackets on the floor, according to the Mishnah Brua, and the Chayodah and the Graz, no problem kicking it, Tiltu Begufay is Mutl Sarkt over Isser. What about using your elbows? What about that? So we're saying inside is the case Mishavu discussing. What about the back, your elbow, the back of it? So the Moshe has a tshuva about it and says that's also nichol get a tiltu begufay. Therefore, again, it's mutl tzarech dover her iser. It won't be a baya. What does come out over here is the machlekes graz and Mishavu. What is the case of an achra yodov and a tzila yodov? Again, the Mishavu is saying the back of your hand is klacha yad. Inside your hand, he calls it is tiltu min atzad. Inside is calling it also tiltu min atzad, and therefore tiltu min atzad. Therefore, a guy has the head to do a regular tiltu. Atzad Hashanim Lemaisa. The Graz over here disagrees. Pshat. No, this is this and this is this. Don't ask me the chiluk. Don't ask me exactly how it works. The svar behind it. I wish they're both a mashana, but they're two different cases. One's the elbow, and one's inside holding a candle. You're carrying it. That's fine. Say you're sorry. Yes, Lodin. Mice again, inside and over here in the back of the hand, mice is a chlor. We see over here, Machlokes Graz versus Mishnah Brua. Mishnah Brua is saying the back of your hand is tiltum netzad. By your elbow, inside your hand is calling it tiltum netzad. Mice the Graz is calling it tiltum begufa. It's Machlokes. The Osvarim who want to go like Mishnah Brua, the Simcha Bonim, the Mice, the Roy Malachim seem to go like the Graz, like the Shemir Shabbos. They seem to go like this, called Kalachayad, it's called a Tiltu Begufay, and therefore they want to say you have a head to even start over Isser. Machloikis. Another case is really Ramah in Simon Shinchas of Gimel, is what about blowing something on Shabbos? Is blowing it is Tiltu Natsad, or is it Tiltu Begufay? Is it Mutter, is it Osir? So the Ramah, when he brings it down, he's bringing it down in the Sugya of Klishum Lach to Isser. Klishum Lach to Isser has a heter of Targufa Mutaymai, but it does not have a heter of Mecham Latzel. In that aloha come along the Ramah and bring down Mechem Mutl Tatl Dama Muksa Aide Nefuach. You can blow it. Why? Lo have a tiltal elk liachiyad of loy mikre tiltal. Adkan. The words of the Myril inside in Shuva. Ve'eloha kla'achiyad godl mizeh. There's no bigger kla'achiyad than blowing something. Come along with Kiv'egod, he's Medaik the Ramah. The Ramah is saying, what level does blowing something have? Is it tiltal natsad or is it tiltal begufay? He says, Medaik the Ramah is calling it tiltal menatsad. And therefore, it's only mutl tzarktov, a het and not tzarktov or iser. Now, you can say, where did Kiv Eger get this point from? You have three options to understand how Kiv Eger is medayik this way in the Ramah. You have one option you can understand, then Maisa, where did the Ramah put this halacha? He put it in klisha malach l'iser, which is only mutl tzarktov gufoy and mekoymoy, it's not mutl mecham l'tzel. So the dik of the Kiv Eger could be the marmok we put the halacha. They put the halacha in tzarktov mekoymoy is mutter, which according to Mishabruah is tzarktov a heter. Masha Enkein, Mecham Latzel is also that Tzarekta over Isser. Could be with him, Ramah put the Loch could be the Diak. It doesn't sound the way when we have Kiv Eger, Maish could be the Diak with our Loch is placed. Another way to understand it, how Shlomo Zalman understood it, that the fact that Ramah calls a Kla'acha Yad, the back of your hand, Kla'acha Yad, that's called Tiltu Menatzad. And since again, Mishmur is saying back of his is Tiltu Menatzad, the Diak is the word Kla'acha Yad, which comes along from Shlomo Zalman in a letter he wrote, But the time is, if that's the deek, we can get tzarchi in gadol. Because even tilt of a gufa is also kalach yad. Kalach yad does not mean dap the back of the hand. It means even doing your head, with your head or with your feet also kalach yad. So you blive tzarchi in gadol on kiveger. A third way could be a deek where kiveger is getting it from. The fact that he ends off blive tiltul el kalach yad v'loy mikre tiltul, he ends off, it's not called a tiltul, loy shmei tiltul. Kiveger, he writes, what do you mean loy shmei tiltul? Loy tiltul klal. It's not a shmei tiltul. Tiltul not a shmei tiltul. Loy shmei tiltul. Tzarek tov eiser shmei tiltul. Not tzarek tov eiser loy shmei tiltul. Tiltul the gufay. What is that? Says the Rosh. Is what loy shmei tiltul klal. So the Kiveger loy shmei tiltul klal. The ending of the Ramaz the Baya. So we have 3 points for the deer could be, and could be also be vitziro. In fact, they put English shmak leiser, and he calls it klachiyad. And he says loy mikri tiltul. Could be all three is why he's calling it tiltul minatzad. And this is Kiveger, ask the Kasha, why he's saying it's Tiltul Minatzad? The Maish look at the real inside, is comparing it to the Sugi of Kasha Gavamita, which is Tiltul Begufay. The Maish of the Paiskim, either they agree with him, Kiveger, or they say even the Ramon means what Kiveger is saying. And the Paiskim say that blowing something is Tiltul Begufay. Not only that, we mentioned last time, the Chaznish Shita is that Tiltul Begufay is no Eter, unless he's doing something that's not Nikur. Come to sleep on it, you're not coming to move it, it's cream, then he'll be a mekel. Otherwise, some doing tiltu begufoy, it won't be mutter unless it's tzarek tov a heter. But tzarek tov is will be also. Come along the malachtim is menenu, they want to taino that the chadish agrees by neficha, by blowing something will be mutter also. Why? Because neficha is ein lecho klach yad gadol mizeh, and therefore even if moving mukta, even the chadish will agree it's mutter. Which, once you see that Nefiche is even more kal than all other Tiltu Begufay, is Kalit in other case. Tiltu Begufay Pashas means the case of a Shinoi. Let's say it's a Derech do it that way, it'll be also. That even though by Tiltu Menatzad we had a Shiloh, it's the Derech, not the Derech, we had a Raya from sweeping on Shabbos, that even though it's a Derech, the Maisa has a Tiltu Menatzad, so it had to be Motor. Well, Maisa, what about Tiltu Begufay? Let's say the Derech is to kick something, you have a garbage can, and the Derech is to open up the garbage can with your foot, and it lifts it off, you move Tiltu Mukso. Says it's form, that's the derech, putting your foot there, opening up, pushing the pedal to lift up the garbage can. Avad no het of Tiltul Begufay. The holy said Tiltul Begufay is what? Klachiyad lo shmei Tiltul. Now if that's so, that's the passage by Tiltul Begufay. What about blowing something? For example, you have a bug on you. Can you blow it off? Now during the year, during the week, we do the same thing. You usually blow it off. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? It's a derech. So myself, I see the Shami Yosin and the Chodeshoni and Noit Lahakol, the one time that, again, the Ficha is not, is even better than Tiltul Begufay. Tiltul Begufay is mighty doing with your body. Here it's not in your guf. It's even more of a stage away that even the Chanish will be masked with his motor, the one time here also blowing off the mice will be motor. But the one time he's Faro, it's even less of a Madregan, can even blow things off. The third chiddush we see in Simon Reish Ayin Vav is halacha that tiltul min atzad that's mutter by Yisrael by a goy has one madrega less than even can do a tiltul begufay. What comes out, you read the Mishabrua Asayin Reish Ayin Vav, Reish Ayin Tes, and Simon Shin Ches, it comes out negeit amir la'akim, what can a goy move for Yisrael on Shabbos? He always has one madrega less than Yisrael. Kodem Mishmur, he writes, by klisha malach l'isser, if it's mutter for your soul, so gufa mekoymoi, that's mutter, they goy, mechamu itself. Mash enkein, by a muksa machmas gufoi, which is not mutter by soul, so gufa mekoymoi, then by goy is mutter, so gufa mekoymoi, but not mechamu itself. A goy always has one madrega less. Now, Kiveger, by Austin Reish Ayin Tes, he quotes Smog Avram, and he disagrees, and he wants to tell you the only reason why it's not best and helps by moving in there. I'm Meister, you should have a wife not helping Meister's Mecham Letzel. So he wants to tie know that the only reason why it's not is being Mekel is because Betzir, the Rashba Shita, the Be'etzim, and there is Klishim Lak Lehetter, not Klishim Lak Lesser. Otherwise, it cannot be Simon Klohokal, and wants to argue the Pima Godim. Meister Mishabur saw, disagrees with it. And Pasha Lochla Meister, a guy is always one Madrega less. That means you have going around, it's very simple to move things on Shabbos. If it's Klishim Lak Lesser, you can do Tarku from a Kaimai, and a guy can do what? Mecham Letzel. If it's muksa machmas gufay or sorenkis, that you cannot do it tzarkuf mekamei, but a guy can do it tzarkuf mekamei, but not mecham letzel. That's always comes out of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how the Malach make it go, that Yisrael is only one, always Yisrael is always one madrega better than a guy. Whatever Yisrael cannot do, a guy can do. In the gate of the sugya of Mem Dalad, what comes out in the sugya of the four different shitas tanoim, what the loch in the gate of muksa is. At first, when the Mishnah says a case of an error, be very clear. Chazal, when they say ner, they do not mean candle. We say ner, meaning the wax, you mean the oil. When Chazal say ner, they mean the kof. The kof. That means the Mishnah is discussing about Yoshon, Chodosh. We're talking about the kof was Yoshon, the kof was Chodosh. Can you use the kof afterwards? That's Mingus Ketzai, discussing the kof. Once you know they're discussing the kof, it makes much more sense all sugya. If you start getting confused what the Gemara means ner, they're discussing the kof. And we, in our terminology, the Loshon Mishibur has always called it ner shel shaiva. Loshon Paiskim is ner shel shaiva. We call ner as our is really ner shel shaiva. And Chazal is discussing a kof, and ner, that means a kof. Now the Gemara comes out, the Mishnah says really there are four different shittas over here in the gate of sugya mukso. Rabbi Yehuda and Gan Shas hold the case of mukso. Therefore he holds whether this kof is yoshin, or he holds the case when it's yoshin you cannot use it, or whether it was lit on Shabbos, even if it goes out afterwards, you cannot use it on Shabbos, because he holds the inyan of mukso machmas. Mias and mukso machmas iser. Atzal Hasheni, Rabbi Shimon does not hold the mukso, therefore he does not hold the mukso machmas mias, and does not hold the mukso machmas iser. Therefore, when it goes out, you're allowed to have an off mit. Rabbi Meir, he went in between, he does not hold the mukso machmas mias, but he does hold the mukso machmas iser. And then the Bishuman of Elazar, that he went, even when it's literally loud enough from him. Now, the Locha, the Zeklo, among the Paiskim, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, and all the Rishonim go this way. The based upon the Sugyadach, Kufn and Zainam, and Aleph, is Machlokes over there, Avino, and Avacho. What the Locha is by Muxa Machmas Mias, the Paiskim say, Savak Lakulo, and therefore by Muxa Machmas Mias, the Locha is Remekul, Mashenke, Muxa Machmas Isser, will be Machmer. That's what comes out. And therefore, when it starts off in Simon Reshai and Tess and Sef Aleph, the loch is we're Be'ikir. If you think about it, we say all over, we possibly Reb Shimon by Mukso. It's not Reb Shimon, it's not really Reb Yehuda. Who is it like? It's really Reb Meir. We're going like in between. We hold a Migidus Katsoi, yet we do not hold a Mukso Machmas Mias. Really, people are going to point out this Kasha. The Taz starts over passing like Reb Yehuda by Migidus Katsoi. The Barakurla says we're passing like Reb Meir. Maestro Taz, the Pimgon really is, who is it, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda? Why do we say all over Reb Shimon? Really, Be'ikir passing like Reb Meir. Tzara. Now again, it comes out, we're paskening, we'll see clear that Muksa Machmas Mias on Shabbos is not Muksa, is Mutter. Masha Enke Muksa Machmas Isser. Now what does Muksa Machmas Isser mean? The Olam, a lot of times, uses the terminology Muksa Machmas Isser, and they seem to give it a separate category of Muksa. As far as I see from the Mishnah and the Paiskim, Mishnah beginning of, for example, the beginning of Simon Shin Ches, discusses all the different Muksas. He does not say the word Muksa Machmas Isser. There's no words over there. I don't see anywhere Lalocha where it's worked out Muksa Machmas Isser, if you want. In the brief overview in the Simcha Bottom, every chapter, he has a list of Muksas. The one Muksa Machmas Isser in the Maisa is not there. So what does it mean Muksa Machmas Isser? The way Mishabuah very clearly defines it, there's no Muksa Machmas Isser. His words are, when you say Migidis Katsoi, when it says Migidis Katsoi means that, Migdas Katzel ben Hashmosh is Katzel Kuliyomari v'zeh Nikra beGemara Muksa Machmas Isser. The Kaimalon beYisurei. It still has the Isser that was on before. It's been Mamshach and continues on to it. There's no Muksa Machmas Isser. The Chazal the Gemara on by Osmim Dal say Muksa Machmas Isser and Muksa Machmas Mias. What does Muksa Machmas Isser mean? It means the Isser that was on beforehand. Why? Either because reason of Muksa Machmas Mitzvah as Mishbuah Magavam being down, or as Kivoy. Or whatever, or Shalheves, Muksa Shalheves, that Muksa, when it went out, is being Mamshech, as Migdes Gatoy Ben Hashmoshes, is Gatoy Lekulu Yomo. So Muksa Machmas Isser is really just interchangeable with what? With Migdes Gatoy. They go hand in hand. Therefore, the fact that Shimon does not hold a Muksa Machmas Isser means he does not hold a Migdes Gatoy. It's just interchangeable words. It's Muksa Machmas Isser. The Isser that was there before, it's being Mamshech, and keeps on going the whole entire Shabbos. That's what it means over here. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon is saying, I don't hold the Muksa Machmas Isser. Therefore, once it goes out, I'm laughing off from it. Why? Because I don't hold Megiddus Katzoi. It's not Mamshach the Isser. Masha Enki, Rabbi Yehuda does hold the Muksa Machmas Isser, meaning I hold Megiddus Katzoi. Why is the Isser being Mamshach? To go through Simon Reshai and Tess, Sif by Sif, different points. First, again, this candle, we paskin that when it's lit on Shabbos, the Maisa, when it's lit, it's awesome, it goes out, also it's Mingidus Katsoi. Now, what is the Issa when it's lit that we're saying it's Mingidus Katsoi too? Mishnah Berurah, the Bialocha really called some among Avram, two different reasons. One reason, the Mitzad, the Indian of Shalheves, the Muksa of Shalheves, and the second reason he says, because of Muksa of Mitzvah. What's Nafkamina, says the Mishnah Berurah and the Mog Avram? Yontiv is the Nafkamina. Another nafkamina, which I'd like to get back to a different time, is what happens after Shabbos. After Shabbos, let's say leftover oil or wax from the candle, can you throw it into the garbage or not? Mitzvah muksa Shabbos and no muksa, but mitzvah muksa mitzvah, the halacha of bizoy mitzvah, that the last things that tzitzis or kudaima were machmen not throw into the garbage. Can you take wax and oil that's left over in your cup and throw into the garbage? Before you have a second bayah mitzvah muksa mitzvah soy, which the machlok is apayiskim, shomadam is mekel of the ashiv and others chodeshani is machmer, which will have to give the suga of muksa machmes mitzvah, the suga of bizoy mitzvah, dafim heim and aleph. We'll see it's not that simple throwing out the wax and oil straight into the garbage. A second thing we see in Sif Aleph is the Magaram over here being down a Gemara, Adafim Heim and Aleph. The Gemara discussing, can a person, when he lit, the Maisa was, that someone lit Chana Kaneris outside, with mana of where the Gemara is the Chavrei, where the Mokum with the Chavrei did not let you light Chana Kaneris outside, and lit Chana Kaneris outside. It went out Chana Kaneris, and his Chavrei were coming to Beshas and Chak, do something to this Amaru. So you want to know if he can move it inside the Chana Kaneris. The Gemara says, "Kedai b'Shimon lismach lo b'shasad chak." Kesamach upon him, Shimon does not hold a mingin es katzoi and move it in inside. Based upon this, what's pshat the Gemara? Come on, the Magar Rambam by us in Sifkan Aleph and discusses. Let's say you have Amos Goyim. Goyim will come to injure you, going to hurt you. Do you have a heter after it goes out to move it? Can you samach upon him, Shimon b'shasad chak? Keep it samach that we do not hold muksa machmas iser. So starts of calling the Shulda Gebarim that Echnami you can b'samech upon him Shimon b'shasat chak. However, Magavam ends off the words of Rashi. Rashi says, what's the Gemara mean b'shasat chak? Sakono. B'shasat sakono, you can move it in b'shasat chak. Otherwise, you can't move it in. The way the Olam learns b'shat in the Magavam, Mishabur learns b'shat in the Magavam, and the Chochmah Shlomo is very clear about it, in the Siman Shinchot test. Let's say you put yourself in a matzav of sakono. Do you ever have to save yourself? Let's say you put yourself in matzah sakona, you have no right to do what you did, and you did it anyway. Meisen, right now you're matzah kruch nefesh, can you save yourself or not? Zeb Shlomo Kug, you have no heter. So I bring your ayah. This is Magar Vom, this Gemara. He lit outside. He lit outside. It says the Gemara, Shaschak, you have a heter. What Shaschak says, Rashi, sakona. Sakona is Semech on the B'Shimin. What is no B'Shimin? Die. That's basically what the Cheshbon is. Who, you put yourself in that matzah? Who will let you put yourself in that matziv? You did? Your chayit, echanami, ayim echal Shabbos, mu muksa, drapanon? No, it's your chayit, it's your fault, echanami, you have to, no hetab koch nefesh. That's what it sounds like from Magar Avram. Mamash words of Magar Avram. That you put yourself in that matziv, you have no hetter. Only because you have shimon, but semech upon the b'shimon. Correct, Eli Rabba, the Pim Godim, Tais Shabbos, and others. Can that zayin? Can it be that way? Either they want to say different sham on the Magar Avram, or they want to argue the Magar Avram. The Chochmah Shlomo Halacha might have passed them that way. He says you put yourself in that matziv based upon this halacha, you have to die. Meister, they come along and say, what does it mean shaschak or sakona? And Rashi come along to the Shabbos says, does that mean sakona? Means kolot sakona, 1 in 10,000. Means they're going to hit you, hezek, kudaimo. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, he says, do like a Magar Avram. That's what the Shabbos says, do like a Magar Avram. Avad, you have a right to save yourself. That's not pshat over here. That means sakona mamish. It means what? It means anything that's even beside the lochem kochs nevesh, you have no head to save yourself. Because it's not koch nevesh. Over here, it's 1 in 10,000. Chash shuach, you have to get aima. Then you have a heter. Well, the ma'aser does come out. The parts from this course, the lochem ma'aser is the ikel mishnah berurah or the Magar Avram. Because the hoga seems to be the mishnah berurah. The parts can point out based upon really how do you stand shanu rashi and this Magar Avram. What does takana mean? Takana means koch nevesh mamish. What does it mean? No, takana means chash shuach. They do, Agra point out a second thing in the Sugyo, this Amaro lit Chanakan areas outside, Mukama Sakono. Now he lit outside, obviously he thought he's been carrying the mitzvah. In Chutz Loretz, if you light outside of Mukama Sakono, you've been carrying the mitzvah or not? So being right from this Gemara, he lit outside, right? If he wasn't carrying the mitzvah, why light outside for? And my Vadiv, even Mukama Sakono in America, you can light outside. We're not discussing Eretzol where maybe you have to light outside. But Mukama Sakono, are you carrying the mitzvah outside? Being right from this Amaro, you might say lit outside, so you are carrying the mitzvah. Fine. But Maisa, once you lit outside, you bring it in inside, the Gemara said, Kedai b'simen b'shas b'chak machlok is what that means.
But the difference
is not right, because once there's sakana. No, still is a raya.
Why?
Because the Gemara is saying, this is the case of Chavroi, this is the case where sakana means the Gemara chavav on base, by Chanukah, same with sakana. So we're trying to put the two sugars together. So whatever sakana means over here means over there. If you're masking you all, you have problems with Baba Vero. You have a separate bayah. But not beside the Cheshbin Shvoyah. Beside the Cheshbin, you get to outside. The third thing we see in Sif Aleph is to come along with Mishabu and discussing where we have a loch of Ner over here. It says Mishabu, this Ner is not for Kop. What about the Nelson Shaiva? What about a candle? So here come along with Mishabu and says, by candle, he sends you to the Machlokes, he has a Simon Shin Ches, the Kon Lam and Dalad, Machlokes Yayavitz, for some Mogan Avram. Is a candle case a Klishum Lach, is a Klishum Lach Leheter? Over here is with the Mishabu, we see that he clearly passes a loch is Klishum Lach Leheter. A candle on Shabbat has a loch Klishum Lach Leheter. What's Nafkmino? That by we discussed numerous times, what's a loch of something that's called category 2? Really, Klishum Lach Leheter has no stamshes of Isser. That means a loch of Klishum Lach Leheter is Mutsar Guf Mekoimai. Muxa Machmas Gufai is also Tsar Guf Mekoimai. What happens if something is Klishum Lach Leheter that has no stamshes of Heter? Is it like a rack on Shabbos? Or is it not like a hammer on Shabbos? With the Ilm calls, the Simcha Bonim calls, category 2, or Sogbet. What is that? What's the loch in that case? So, one of the main rites, a couple of rites you have a Simon Reishayin test. One of the Mishavuot says the case of a candle is what? Is a case of Chura, category 2. Yet Mishavuot passing a local Maitha, a candle is Klishom Achtalisser. He sends you to over there this way, passing over here, Lukulo. Over here on the Simon, the Kiveger, on the end of the Simon, he brings down, he tines that Klishom Achtalisser, there's no Shtamshes of Hetal Maitha's also. He says, there's something that has no establishment of Heter, you cannot even move it. The Kiveg is over here on the Simen coming to argue on this halacha by Nashu Shaiva Kadaima, there will be no Heter. It's one Marmokum in the Simen. The second Marmokum in the Simen, the Archa Shulchan over here, discussing the case of moving a candelabra, the Leichter on Shabbos. And he's discussing, he says, in those days he said that there are other establishments to it. Masha and Cain, and nowadays there's no other stamshes. And he says, I'm running it wide. People are toying, people are making a mistake, and they move it. They think it's a Klishum Lach L'Isser, and it's not. Since there's no other stamshes, therefore a candelabra bizmanenu is Muxa Machmas Kufai. Why? There's no stamshes of Heter. They point out, Mishabu's second way over here, that he disagrees. When Mishabu wrote a Sefer in the 1880s. Aruch Shulchan in the 1880s. They live at the same time, they're all at the same time. And the Aruch Shulchan says, I'm writing this so people should not make a mistake. And what, the Mishavuot is coming along to make people make a mistake? Elamai, no, he held again the candelabra, a leichter, even though it has no stamshes of heter, so what? But circle so idically, and it's took bet lishitasa, he holds the maise idically, shumak lister. So have one why the case of the candle itself, a second why the fact that in the simon itself, the way the Archa Shulchan says, I'm telling people not to make a mistake, Mishavuot didn't bother him, he held the candelabra, the leichter, it's klishumak lister. There's a third man, Malkim, also, the Chadnish over here, also discusses, he says the same Yisrael over here, he says that these candelabras are these Neres, he says you cannot move them on Shabbos. One reason discusses, as Kveh Malkim, Son Kis, but he ends off again, the same Yisrael, there's no stumptions of Heter, but he ends off, Achorim, Sosmu, Vezev, Tzorachin. Chadnish himself points out, the Maestro Pleskim seem to be going against him, does not seem to have this Heter. So we have three times in the Sugya with the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mkiveger, and Chanis are understanding these candles or these leichters over here have no stamshes of Heter, therefore the Muxa Machmas Gufay. Mice in the Mishbuah, from the case of candle and the leichter, seem to not understand this way, and therefore he holds it's a category of Klishmach Lissa Mutazar Gufa Mekoimai. Mice, when we learned the Sugya, we came out, because on Hoga, the Swarm War, the Malach Tamor, that it's Mukhmat Tzarech, Tzarech Godel, it can be Mekel, otherwise it won't be Muxa Machmas Gufay. However, the Maisi, Yefno, the Maisi Mishavu is Mekel, Moshe is no tzad to be Machmer. And there's a starkest svar to say that these things are considered Klishim Lachtel Issers. And therefore, it's Mutsar Kufa Mekoimai. This is a Maisi Ahoy that happened to me 8 days ago. My Rebbetzin had a birthday party, my kids bought a cake, and they bought candles. Now, let's say she's 25 plus, and I bought candles that were a 2 and a 5. They came over to me on Shabbos, and they showed me the 2 and a 5 on Shabbos, and they asked me, could we put it on Shabbos on the cake? They asked me, Mitzah Muksa, and Chuy also Bayam Mitzah Kosev, two separate questions. So is it these candles Muksa or not? Should be Machmer, Lamaisa, the Kiveger, it's a Chaznish, or a Chashulchon, Maisa has no Shamshis of Heter. So I think over here, the Kol HaDei is not even a Shiloh. The whole Yisrael of these candles is what? It's a 2, shape of a 2, shape of a 5. I think everyone agree, Avad is Klishma Klosser. The whole Yisrael over here, the main point of this candle, forget, is not for the fire. The main Yisrael of the candle is what? It's the Vada. It's for the 2 and the 5. So therefore, Mitzad, I think of Kol HaDei over here, the most it could be Klishma Machtel Isser. Why is that clearing? Maybe it's Klishma Machtel Heter. Because what is it really made for? It's made to be candles on top, Mitzad, for Noi. That before we can get back to my colleagues we discussed on a gun. What's a gun on Shabbos? The main thing is to fear people. But Maisa, what is a gun for? To shoot. So we had machlokes then, how do you look at a gun? Is he said of gone since them ikir tamshes to make people be afraid? Therefore, it's klisha machta leheter. No, it's called a gun, and the whole yisod of a gun is to shoot. That's the yisod of a gun. So here, b'etzem, it's a candle. The whole yisod of a candle is to be lit. But the ma'aseh, the main function is what? It's for noy. It's for the 25. It could be the same machlokes. What do you have by a neshek, by a gun? The same machlokes was a candle. Is it klisheter? Because if b'etzem, everyone agrees it was made for noy. But the ma'aseh, it's called a candle. It's called a gun. So that klisheter. Tell me what's nafkamina, the ma'aseh. You put on the cake. If it's kliyater, a body can. If it's kliyater, it's our group makami can also. So what's nafkamino? Tight nafkamino. My kid, my 2-year-old, came and started eating it. The candle. Why? He ate the cake, I'll eat the candle. It's inside his mouth. Let's say it's not a case of the sakana. Can my wife take his finger and take it out? Is she moving mukso? It's not our group makami anymore. So now you have nafkamino. What is it? If it's kliyater, a body can take it out. If it's kliyater, fine, enjoy. Like, oh, what is your head to take your finger, take the wax out, if it's not dangerous? I don't think it's dangerous. Maybe you could argue the point. I don't know the fact. But my, if it's not dangerous, can you take it out of the kid's mouth? Fine, leave it at that. Of course, there's another shayla. The mice, the way they put on the cake was standing up. So, up, deraisa, vada, there's another deraisa, makarboisius. Here you're putting on the background. Look at the place, what's it say, you're putting something on the background? Is it you're putting the ink to a piece of paper, therefore you're putting piece of paper onto the cake down, and therefore it's kosev, and what, and standing up with mutter? Or if I can't, you're putting the oysters together, nishma shabbos and the silver upon this case, really any puzzle you put together side by side, isn't nichol neschumer and that's my chokis abayiskim. So maisa, the case of the rabbanon itself, our chushukhan was argon on to halacha, the case of the rabbanon itself, maybe lukula yesh ladin, it's kosev and a separate shayla. But san muksa yesh ladin also, it's the gay again, is it isra heter, the gay taking out of a kid's mouth, this wax. Sifbeis is aloha when the candle goes out, that the shalot is in muksa, is a mutter, atzar guf, mekoyim, or osir. Mechabe says, that even after it goes out, it says, aloha is a muksa machmas gufoy, and the Pesach will explain why. Migidus katsoy, when it's lit, it was osir, and it's also even mechamel itself, and even atzar guf, mekoyim, here also, when it goes out, also osir mechamel itself. Come on, the most moist, what's the locha of istinus when a ner is moist to him? Can you take it out now? It's that graph should be. The most says, Vamachma lo hefsid. The post can explain, Vamachma yachma, Vamachma lo hefsid. The gifts of the Mordechai is inside, the Bach, Moravam, Mishabua, Vamachma, yachma, Vamachma lo hefsid. Now, comes along over here, we have a machlikis, Kla machlikis, Taz and Bach. What's the locha by the case of an istinus by case of a graph? The locha, the Bach comes out, the Maisel, he says, even if you're not an istinus, but if it's moist, Maisel move it. If you're not an istinus, he says, the ik is like the Mordechai, if you're not an istinus, therefore the Bach, the Eli Rabba, the Eli Shabbat says, move it, it's the graph of the graph. Atzal Hasheni, the Graz, the Ramah, the, and the Taz, saying, no, Graz, Losh, and Lahokal, they hold for carrot. If you're not an istinus, you cannot, you have to be Machmer. So if you're an istinus, fine, but Machmer, Yachmer, make a loyf sid. If you're not an istinus, what's halacha? The Bach the El Rabba are Mekel, the Taz and the Graz the Maisa Machma, if you're not an Istinus. What's the side of the Machlaikas? What's going on over here? So where the Malachim will explain, look inside the Bach slowly in the Taz, there seem to be an the side that we discussed by the Sugya of Graf Shuri. What's the definition of Graf? Is the definition of Graf Shuri something that's enimus, lack of pleasantry, a couple of wrappers on the floor? Or is the getter of Graf Shuri something that's disgusting? You have so you have a sauce in your house, big deal, don't smell, you know, you have to have something that's disgusting. They're off, you know, sort of an animal. What's definition? The case of rappers on the floor, from Zalman says, the case of inimos is a graph. Yet, sort of a sus of in your house, says, Aruch HaShulchan, that's not, well, that's not disgusting. We have two different levels of what to get of graph, so we have machlok is clear among the Paiskim. We discussed that, of course, machlok is of sugars, the Gemara and the Memvav wants to say the getter is moist, yet the Gemara and the Kukhav Dal, your pot, your plate on the table is a getter of graph. Now, you sure want to say machlok is of sugars. If you read over here, come along the Taz and the Bach, they're really arguing on this point. The Bach says, you want to be Machmer, and say, only by case in Istus you can be Mekel. He says, I don't understand. With Meister, the Gemara Kuvchav Dal says, a case of plates, for you, Rav Nechem Yehal, will keep you plates on Shabbos, is only for Ikedash Misho, and it's not Ikedash Misho, how can you take the plates off on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, you know why? Because plates are a case of a graph. So the Bach, the plates are a graph. Koshkin, in the case of what the snare itself, which means it's certainly the case of a graph. That's what the Taz says. That's what the Bach says. Come on, the Taz. The Taz says, why in the world do we have to come into the head of the Muksa Machmas Mias is no getter of Muksa? Just say that it's a getter of Muksa, you have a head to meet that graph. And I'm like, graph is even something worse than Mias. Graph is even worse than Mias. The Bacchus and Graf is what? Even less than the level of Mias. Even plates, the only case of Mias. The Taz is saying what? Mias is not enough. It has to be even worse. It has to be even a case of Graf Shuri. It has to be something even a higher level. What he said to the Machlokes, said the Shammai Yonatan, he said it is that we're really arguing what's the definition, what's the level of Graf Shuri. Is the level Inimus, plates, the Gemon Kuch of Dalid, or is it getting even worse? Graf Shuri is something even bigger, more than the case of Mias. That he said in Machlokes, the Maisa has a Mishra Ruah Paskin. He starts over the Bach and the Eli Rabba, and he ends over the Derech Chaim. Doesn't seem to give you a way how to Paskin in this specific case over here. Say maybe the Machlokes over here is a drop different, but he doesn't really seem to give you a Mahalakim Psak. Among the Paiskim is Manenu, the Malakim we saw already. It's Machlokes, the Shamazam, what's he make? The Shevi Kosti, and Badi Yosef, called Shamazam, they don't say what he's talking about, they get his meals. It's Machlokes, could be Machlokes of Sukkis, Machlokes of Gedola, Paiskim, Taz and Bach, Machlokes of Paiskim is Manenu. Just to answer the Taz's Kasho, he's asking, what are you, the head to a Muksa Machmas Mios, let's be making inside a Graf Shuri. The answer must be Graf Shuri is worse than Muksa Machmas Mios. The numerous ways to answer the Taz's Kasho, one way that El Rabba and the Prima Gunna want to answer, very simple. We know that Graf Shuri is not a heter across the board. Graf Shuri, you have a limitation. For example, Mokum Di Rossi, you have a heter, not Mokum Di Rossi, you don't have a heter. So I'll tell you why you need a Svar, Muksa Machmas Mios. Is a case that's not muksa. You know why? It was not mokum di rosoi. You have a case that's on your porch, not mokum di rosoi. It's Thomas in the street. You want to pick it up on Shabbos. Mitzah graf, you won't have a heter. So mitzah muksa machmas mias, you would have a heter. Another point of sifase is the Taz comes along and says over here that this whole idea that once the candles go out, they cannot move it to a group of mekaymoi, even mechamel itzel, or anything. He comes along and discusses what happens to say about Shuma Shito that's brought down the Simon Shintes and Dalid over there, that what happens once the Muksa goes out, or once the Muksa is not there anymore, it should only be a bus for half a Shabbos. We had a Machlokes over there, Rashi Shita is, that if something that you plan to remove on Shabbos is still a bus the whole entire Shabbos. Masha Enkin, Rebbein Tam, the same about Shuma Shita is, something you plan to remove on Shabbos, you won't have the ghetto of buses. Therefore, once the bus is off, the guy takes it off, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. That's the Machlokes. Rashi versus Rebbein Tam, the Mechaber and Sivdal bring down both shitas. The Pesukim over there says, "B'mok mehestig b'slamech upon the Rebbein Tam shita." Check the Taz. If that's so, over here by the candle, we know the candle will go out a couple of hours later on Shabbos. If it goes out a couple of hours later on Shabbos, the Maaseh says, "Why can't you move it in there? Move the cup, move the table, move the cup. What's the bayah? Why can't you move the cup?" The Maaseh says, "Taz nechama mekanik b'slamech upon the Sevad Shumo," and therefore the Machta Shekel and Tversi Sol and others say, "Halach la Maaseh, you want to move the cup on Shabbos?" Once it goes out, B'mokim Hefsid, like the Klawi Paskin Simon Shintes, B'mokim Hefsid was Semach upon the Meitam, he'll also, B'mokim Hefsid, be Semach upon the Shito of Meitam, and can move the Nair on Shabbos, no problem. Come on the Be'alocho, and he has three reasons why you cannot be Semach upon the Sefer Truma. On the Meitam, specifically in this case. The Be'atim on a table, you can. Other cases, you can. But the Nair, the cup, you can't. One reason, which is Be'atim, is the Rashba's reason already in Be'ah Da'fez, is one thing he says, if you want Metatlit over here, when you metatle by the case of a shaman, it's causing Isser to happen. Since you cannot be metatle benesh moshi, you have no option to. Because let's say the case of shaman, you're going to menar and shake it out, you're going to cause an Isser over here to happen. You cause an Isser to happen, you cannot be menar benesh moshi. Since you have no option to be menar, you have no heter anymore the whole entire Shabbos. That's one for even the Sefer Truma agrees. He said the only time the Sefer Truma is come to be mekel, is we have an option. You can take the wool off without money. You cannot. Echlami, then on Shabbos you won't be a boss. But if you cannot, he says, Echlami, you'll be nechol get a boss call on Shabbos. One story says. The second story he says, also calling from Gedolah Achroin and Mishnah Berurah, is not mitzad, it is an isser mitzad isser. He says, it is an isser to metalta mitzad covered Shabbos. Since you have to have the candles on the table, you have to have the candle with the Nair and the Shemin over here on Shabbos, you cannot take it off the table, which Yesh will know why not. Why can put it around the table? People put it around the table. But it says you cannot take it off the table. Why takes away the end of covered Shabbos? Mitzvah the Loch of Shabbos, it has to be here. Since it has to be here, Mitzvah the Loch of Shabbos, therefore, even though later goes out, also the Sefer Truma agrees on Nichol Gedah Bosses. The third reason the Mishnah Berurah says, according to Taisha Shabbos, Lundish Svaro, the first reason really in the Be'alocho, Tzivos Shabbos says that the Holy Side over here points to the Sefer Truma is why? Because this Issa you took off and therefore won't be a basis, therefore you're not being mevatel das, not making a bottle to the thing on top of here. Over here the candle, the Shalavis, you're not taking it off. What happens? It goes out. So there's no, it's tuffle to the whole entire thing. Bishlam, when you take it off. So it wasn't toffle. I planned to take it off. It's not toffle. Here I didn't take it off. What happened? The flame went out. Flame went out. It was toffle. The thing itself. So even going to say the truth is a case of bosses. Those are the three svaras brought down in the Bialocha, coming from, again, Pim Gondim, Taishu Shabbos, for Eid. A fourth svar they do say, the going on Shabbos and Pirish, or the Chaznish and others, or Yadakrim on the page, they want time that since over here the Ner is Miyuchud, made specifically to hold Shemin inside, therefore the whole time you say doesn't say about Shuma Dafka by table or by the Matla. It's not made specifically for to hold the Shemin inside, hold the Shalheves. Here the cup is made specifically for the Shalheves, so you can't come tell me it's not possible in the whole entire Shabbos. This cup is for the Shalheves. That's what it is. That's the Guv HaDavah, what it's made for. If that's the Guv HaDavah, what it's made for, the Maaseh won't be, therefore even when it goes out, it'll still be a case of bosses. Now if you take these Svaras, I have a problem understanding it. Maaseh, all these four Svaras I just said, or three of them, first three in Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you have a candelabra, you light it on the table, you have a cup, you have the shemen, and then you have the wick, and then you have the shalavis on top of it. The Shmuel have three reasons why the maaseh to be machmer. Says why? Because either it went out, if it never had a heter to it, or the maaseh, you cannot move it on Shabbos, and says, Ish Shabbos, Umtai covered Shabbos. All three reasons the Chor applied to the case of a table also. Case of a table also. Yet the Mishmur writes in Simon Shintas, and Mechor Shabbos, and Simon Reishai and Zain, he says, Sefer Truma holds, it's much on the table, once it gets moved off from the table. Why is the Mishmur by Ner is being machmer, and by table is being mekel? Taz is and Shintas is the case of the table. Right, so in Mapal Yonah, Mapal Tatoino. And Mishmur writes, on the table you can be mekel, yet on the Ner it says you have to be machmer. All three swords the Mishmur applies where? Even to the table itself. Unless you want Mechalik and say the Mishmur is making a tziruf. And this cup over here is miyucha specifically for the Shalavis, for Oida, three reasons over here, therefore by the Ner specifically being machmer, mash inking the table. The Baya Mishmur saw some that way. And Nafkamina will be, is that Shvut Tizma brings down, what's the halacha on Chanukah? Well, let's say you put your neiros on a chair by the door. Can you be stomach upon the Seva Truma on Shabbos to move it? It's not a bosses. Says Rabbi Yashim, no, Maisha, you know why you can't? Because since on Chanukah, Benesh Moshe, you cannot pick it up and move it, it's a halacha of this Chanukah, you cannot pick it up and move it when it's lit. Mitzad, it shows as if you live for yourself, not Mitzad of this Chanukah. Since you cannot move Benesh Moshe until it goes out 2 hours later, therefore the whole entire Shabbos, even going to save a Truma, will be a case of bosses. Even going to save a Truma. Now, he's talking about moving the chair over here. He's not discussing moving the cup, the chair. Void, we discussed once the Maaseh that Archa Shabbos brings down to Rav Reuben. He writes in a certain hotel, they lit it on the Chanukah Neris on a chair, and afterwards he took off the menorah, then the chair got mixed in with all the other chairs. He says, can you use all the other chairs? He says, you can. You know why? So, Rabbi Asher basically argues with Rav Reuben, they're arguing on the same exact case. There's no chilking case, they're both discussing the case of the chair. Somebody has to give. Something went wrong over here. What happened to this Bialoch over here, Reishayin Tess? What happened to the case of Shulchan, Reishayin Zayin, Yesh Wadden? Either you have a raya against Rav Reuben, Lamaisim from this Bialoch, or you have a raya against Rav Yashim, Reishayin Zayin. So if we had Tzarchim. Light is getting late. We'll see you next time from Sif Kimmel onwards. Tomorrow will be Bez Hashem of the 3 weeks, the Lachas. And we'll start the Sugya of Mukhni tomorrow. But it is all the places are very scary, but most of it's some of it higher, and the only couple lines really negate the sugyo. But next sugyo, Max Kabur will be really focusing on making this cat story.